Hello friends, today we are going to be reading 1 Chronicles chapter 19. As always, before we get started, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day you've given us. We thank you for the people you've placed in our lives, for all the blessings that you've poured down in our lives. And we pray, Lord, for your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to be able to grasp the word we're about to receive today, to put it to work into our own life, and to be able to share this word with whoever needs to hear it. Help us, Lord, to bear the fruits of your Spirit in all that we do, and allow us to walk in your guidance in each and every step. Give us your discernment in all things, and help us to understand the truth behind today's message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this first section is called David Defeats the Ammonites. In the course of time, Nahash, king of the Ammonites, died, and his son succeeded him as king. David thought, "I will show kindness to Hanun, son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me." So David sent a delegation to express his sympathy to Hanun concerning his father. When David's envoys came to Hanun in the land of the Ammonites to express sympathy to him, the Ammonite commanders said to Hanun, "Do you think David is honoring your father by sending envoys to you to express sympathy? Haven't his envoys come to you only to explore and spy out the country and overthrow it?" So Hanun seized David's envoys, shaved them, cut off their garments at the buttocks, and sent them away. When someone came and told David about the men, he sent messengers to meet them, for they were greatly humiliated. The king said, "Stay at Jericho till your beards have grown, and then come back." When the Ammonites realized that they had become obnoxious to David, Hanun and the Ammonites sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire chariots and charioteers from Aram Naharaim, Aram Makkah, and Zobah. They hired 32,000 chariots and charioteers, as well as the king of Makkah with his troops, who came and camped near Medeba, while the Ammonites were mustered from their towns and moved out for battle. On hearing this, David sent Joab out with the entire army of fighting men. The Ammonites came out and drew up in battle formation at the entrance to their city, while the kings who had come were by themselves in the open country. Joab saw that there were battle lines in front of him and behind him, so he selected some of the best troops in Israel and deployed them against the Arameans. He put the rest of the men under the command of Abishai, his brother, and they were deployed against the Ammonites. Joab said, "If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you are to rescue me. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will rescue you. Be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight." Then Joab and the troops with him advanced to fight the Arameans, and they fled before him. When the Ammonites realized that the Arameans were fleeing, they too fled before his brother Abishai and went inside the city. So Joab went back to Jerusalem. After the Arameans saw that they had been routed by Israel, they sent messengers and had Arameans brought from beyond the Euphrates River, with Shophak, the commander of Hadadezer's army, leading them. When David was told of this, he gathered all Israel and crossed the Jordan. He advanced against them and formed his battle lines opposite them. David formed his lines to meet the Arameans in battle, and they fought against him. But they fled before Israel, and David killed 7,000 of their charioteers and 40,000 of their foot soldiers. He also killed Shophak, the commander of the army. When the vassals of Hadadezer saw that they had been routed by Israel, they made peace with David and became subject to him. So the Arameans were not willing to help the Ammonites anymore. That is the end of chapter 19. So often in our lives, whenever people do something for us that is unsolicited but so kind. We sometimes feel like they're after something. They're looking for something, a reward, or even to just befriend us, to hurt us. And that comes from past trauma that we haven't healed from. And so when there are voices in our head telling us that these people are looking for something more than just to give a helping hand or just to make our day brighter, we listen to that because we can't understand why someone would do that just for the heck of it. The voices that Hanan heard were representative of the voices that we hear in our own mind. And a lot of that comes from us feeling like we're not worthy of it. We don't deserve just a random act of kindness to be brought upon us. So we often just attack it. And if we did that with God's love, then we would never feel at peace. And maybe you're still going through that. Maybe you're still doing that with God's love. God loves you, and you could never do anything to earn his love. He just loves you. So no matter where you're at in life, if you are a sinner, if you are a Christian that keeps stumbling, if you have fallen to the depths of hell, God still loves you, and he will save you, not for your own deeds, but because he loves you. I hope that this message finds whoever it needed to. I hope you guys enjoyed this message, and that is all the time that I have. So, till next time.